Steven, this sucks.
This is not a good year.
This is not. I'm tired of doing this with you. Steven and I are in the studio today, having just received the news of the death of Prince, who was 57. What is this year, man?
I mean, looking over a list of musicians who've died this year alone, we didn't even talk about Merle Haggard on the show.
No, we didn't.
Vanity was one that hit me really hard. She was a collaborator of Prince's who died earlier this year.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Also at 57. And that's the first thing I want to get into with Prince is just how frequently and extensively he worked with and celebrated and provided songs for this incredible array of women musicians. He had women in his band throughout his career. You know, looking over a list of his collaborators, not only women he performed with or produced, but women he wrote songs for. He wrote I Feel For You by Chaka Khan. He wrote Nothing Compares to You, which Sinead O'Connor covered.
He wrote When You Were Mine, which Cyndi Lauper covered,
He wrote For Sheena Easton and Sheila E. and Apollonia and this incredible array of women whose music he celebrated. And then you get into his own career, his own body of just this unbelievable collection of songs, this towering canon of funk and R&B and pop songs. Part of what always struck me about Prince, I always bought Prince's albums when I was a kid. Because they were not only popular, they were not only on the radio, but they were just so cool.
They were just so good. They were so cool. And the other thing is, you know, I am much less closely connected to music than you are in an ongoing way. But for me, when I talk sometimes about the fact that, like, look, my generation, when people talk about the music of, like, the 80s when I was a teenager, you take a lot of beatings for some of the stuff that was popular then,
and
people make fun of you or whatever. You know, the people who were my approximate generation, darn it, they were able to recognize that Purple Rain was like a great, great record. And that record was incredibly popular. In addition to being recognized as great, it was incredibly popular. It was playing everywhere. So when I think about the fictitious line between popularity and and quality, that is literally the record that I'm usually going to. The other thing is, like you said, it's just the volume. Because as we were coming in here, I was talking about the song Seven.
Yeah.
And you just have to hear the beginning. It is like an electric shock.